Plans to build two nuclear reactors at a Georgia power plant may be in jeopardy. That's after the main contractor on the project near Waynesboro filed for bankruptcy protection last month. Sue Sturgis has been tracking this for the online energy magazine Facing South, and she joins me from Raleigh. Hi, Sue.
Hello.
And also with us is Georgia Public Service Commissioner Tim Echols. It's good to have you as well.
Great to be here in studio.
So, Sue, what happened? Why did did we know that Westinghouse was going to file for bankruptcy protection, or did it come as a surprise?
There were hints that all was not well at Westinghouse, and I don't think it took people completely by surprise that they filed for bankruptcy last month.
So, Tim, I want to play you this comment from Taylor Smoot of the Augusta Industrial Services. That company inspects the reactors that are currently in development. Here's what he thinks. He thinks work will not stop.
I don't see where they would just leave a monument, so to speak. You know, what's there, just abandon it. I think they've gone too far into it to just completely stop. If they didn't finish, they'll finish three, and maybe a couple of years down the road come back and finish four.
Is inevitably the nuclear reactors will be finished?
No, I don't think so. And he doesn't serve on the Georgia Public Service Commission. And my colleagues and I, as we look at this estimate to complete that the power company is going to bring us, that number will determine whether we move forward and do just what the soundbite said, or whether we convert one of those to natural gas or convert both of them to natural gas. I mean, there is a chance that we would do something other than finish the reactors.
There have already been, the Plant Vogtle has already been controversial for a number of reasons. Number one, the costs have risen to $8 billion as of December, and there have been a number of delays. What does this Westinghouse bankruptcy sort of, is it sort of the cap on what's been a troubled timeline?
I mean, the whole project has, you know, been slower than we had anticipated, more expensive than we had anticipated. And I think that's going to factor into my fellow commissioners as they evaluate whatever number Georgia Power gives us, right? If Georgia Power says it's going to cost X to finish it, our commissioners may look skeptically at that and say, I don't think this is right, because ultimately, in order for Georgia Power to receive a reimbursement or recovery for this, the commissioners have to approve anything over the certified cost. And so the big question is, how much over will it go once you subtract any guarantee from Toshiba? Remember that there's a $920 million letter of credit sitting there that we can access. And there's also a parental guarantee that in the media has been speculated that it's between $3 and $4 billion, meaning that Toshiba would have to cover that amount. And I'll confirm that it's between that amount.
Right.
Toshiba's the parent. So I think the only scenario where our ratepayers really lose a lot of money is if Toshiba themselves goes bankrupt.
Sue, sift through this for us. For the listener who may be just coming to all of this, what was the Plant Vogtle expected to bring to power customers in Georgia? And that would mean what is in jeopardy at this point?
Well, the one of the reactors was supposed to be up and running by now. And so, we have a project that's been pushed really far behind schedule. And we know that Westinghouse has declared bankruptcy, and there's alarming news out this week about Toshiba. They took the unprecedented step this week of releasing an unaudited third quarter earnings report. And, it shows their $6.3 billion loss tied to two nuclear projects in the South. It's the two reactors at Plant Vogtle, as well as two reactors being built at the Summer Plant in South Carolina by SCANA and SCENG. And the company has been unable to get the auditors to sign off on its numbers, and it risks being delisted from the Tokyo Stock Exchange, which could throw even more chaos into what's already a pretty chaotic situation.
Tim, there's already concern about the cost to to power customers in Georgia as well. I want to read you a statement from one of the groups that's been overseeing this and complained about the approval of the higher cost. They said, approval of the Vogtle settlement creates the largest rate impact for Georgia Power customers based on the least public review in PSC history. With today's decision, and they're talking about the decision in December, the Georgia Public Service Commissioners have wrongly rewarded Georgia Power and its partners for years of mistakes that will cost utility customers. What's your response to that?
You know, what that comment doesn't entail is all the penalties that we put on the back end if Georgia Power's late. And that stipulation, that agreement included a huge stick at the end. And I've told the power company, look, whatever number you guys come back to me with on this estimate to complete, whatever that net number is, the additional amount that you're asking our ratepayers to pay over the certified cost, look, I am going to want a Kemper-like protection for our ratepayers.
So what is a Kemper-like protection?
You know, that there's a cap that our ratepayers are liable for. And anything further, if the power company wants to complete it, is on their dime and their shareholders are paying for it. So I do want to limit the exposure of our ratepayers.
I want to read a portion of a statement from Georgia Power. They say, quote, while we are working with Westinghouse to maintain momentum at the site, we're also currently conducting a full-scale schedule and cost-to-complete assessment to determine what impact Westinghouse's bankruptcy will have on the project, and we will work with Georgia Public Service Commission and the co-owners to determine the best path forward. Sue, what has caused, to the best of your knowledge, what's caused the cost overruns and the delays and all the different things that have troubled Plant Vogtle?
Nuclear power is it's a difficult technology. And, you know, these cost overruns and delays were predicted. People testified before the Georgia Public Service Commission saying that they had concerns that this was going to happen. And the things that they warned about have come to pass. There were problems in construction. There were problems with pouring cement foundations. There were issues with equipment that was being produced at another plant and brought to the Vogtle site. At one point, a reactor vessel actually fell off a train on the way to the plant. So there's just been one problem after another. And, you know, the important thing to keep in mind is that, you know, we should look at where are these nuclear reactors under construction and why has it been in the South. You know, there were originally plans to build, I think it was 14 of these AP1000s, which is the type of reactor being built at Plant Vogtle. All of them were slated for Southern energy markets. And, you know, you have to ask why. Why are they being built in the South? Because we have monopoly utilities, regulated monopoly utilities. The utilities in free market energy states are not interested in building nuclear power plants because essentially this technology requires massive subsidies. The reason why we saw the spate of building of nuclear reactors is because there was a law passed by Congress in 2005 called the Energy Policy Act that provided massive subsidies for this technology. And then in 2009, the Georgia legislature passed the Georgia Nuclear Energy Financing Act, which allowed Georgia Power to collect in advance from its ratepayers. The ratepayers have already put in, I think the latest figure I saw was $3.9 billion for the reactors at Vogtle. That's already sunk in there. So, you know, the experts that I've heard from have said whether the Public Service Commission decides to cancel the project or to move forward with it in whatever way, ratepayers are going to continue to pay. And I think at some point we have to ask the question, why is it that the payment setup is the way it is? Why is it the ratepayers who are bearing the risks? It's not the shareholders.
Okay, well, we have you here, Tim. You're shaking your head. Why do ratepayers bear that
risk? First of all, she used the word massive, you know, in terms of subsidies. The reason these things are being built in the South is because that in places like Vermont and Massachusetts, they can't even keep existing nuclear power plants. Why? Because they're competing against wind that has massive subsidies. It's cheap natural gas and wind that's causing perfectly efficient nuclear power plants in the Northeast to close. And let me remind all of my environmental friends that when you close a nuclear power plant that has zero CO2 and you replace it with a natural
carbon
gas
dioxide,
plant,
yep,
you increase the amount. You have a net increase in CO2. So I think what broke the back of the nuclear industry is Fukushima.
The Fukushima nuclear power plant disaster in Japan.
It did. It shut down things in Japan. It shut down things in Germany. That affected France, that was providing services to those two countries. Other southern states who were planning on building got out at that point, leaving only Georgia and South Carolina. And again, both of these states regulated by public service commissions. And there is a point where public service commissions will say, this is a point too far. We won't go.
So what are the chances, Tim, that, I mean, do you have an amount in your mind that Georgia Power will come back and say, this is what it's going to cost to continue this project? And you say, no, shut it down.
You know, I think with Westinghouse in Chapter 11, receiving this debtor-in-possession financing that they're getting, and they're going to tell us in about 3 weeks whether they're going to throw us the keys or whether they're going to continue. And so I don't think we have all the information yet, and a lot is going to depend on Toshiba's health and their ability to back up this parental guarantee and for us to be able to use that money to supplement our losses. And so we believe that Toshiba is too big to fail. 167,000 employees. It is the brand in Japan. And we believe that they're going to want to save face and that the government's going to intervene in Japan and save that company.
Although in the 30 seconds that we have left, Sue, you seem to be saying that we that's not necessarily the case. We don't have full confidence in Toshiba at this point.
We just don't know at this point.
Sue Sturgis is with the online energy magazine Facing South, and Tim Eccles is a commissioner with the Georgia Public Service Commission. Tim and Sue, thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.